a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? How are you, television neighbor? Did you notice what was on my hand? I hit my hand against a piece of metal and cut my skin. So I put this adhesive bandage on it. When I was a little boy and would see somebody with a bandage, I used to wonder if there was anything under that bandage. Well, when I would get hurt and my dad would put a bandage on me, he would let me look underneath to see that that part of me was still there, even though it was covered up with the bandage. Here, I'll show you. See? My hand is still there. Even when the bandage covers up some of it, it's all still there. Sort of like playing peekaboo, you know, when you cover up your face and then uncover it. It looks like I've gone away and come back. But I'm really here all the time. Yeah, just like my hand is always under this bandage all the time when the bandage is there. I've often wondered how people make adhesive bandages like this. Maybe Mr. McFeely would know. Let's ask him. Just telephone him and see. Great to have a neighbor that you can call about such things. Speedy Delivery Service. Yes, it's Fred Rogers, Mr. McFeely. Yes, I was just wondering if you knew how people made adhesive bandages. Fine. Thank you very much. All righty, bye-bye. Mr. McFeely, very businesslike. He said, I'll work on finding out about it. In the meantime, let's think of something to do while we're waiting, while we're waiting for something new to do. Let's try to think up a song while we're waiting. That's liberating and will be true to you. Let's think of something to do while we're waiting, while we're waiting till something's through. You know, it's really all right. In fact, it's downright quite bright to think of something to do that's specific for you. Let's think of something to do while we're waiting. Sometimes I just like to draw while I'm singing and while I'm waiting. Oh, there's so many things that we can do while we're waiting. How about some make-believe? Yeah. Why don't we just make believe that the trolley isn't in too much of a hurry and Lady Aberlin isn't either? Neighborhood of make believe, trolley.
Oh, great. I like it when you have time, trolley. I feel that way too. What do I do when I'm waiting? Oh, sometimes I dance. Or I sing. Let's think of something to do while we're waiting, while we're waiting. Or I read a book, or I paint the way I'm doing now. Oh, just hold still a sec, Troll. Oh, well, I'm glad you like it. That's what we did with our time. We did something while we were...
Niece Evelyn, I presume?
Oh, correct as usual, Uncle Friday.
You are a splendid artist, Denise.
Thank you, sire. I love to draw. You know that.
I do, and you know what I love to do in an artistic way.
You love to play your bass violin. I know that.
Suppose I play 3 or 4 notes for you right now.
Oh, do you have your bass handy?
It's never very far away. Yes.
Uncle Friday, would you mind if I painted while you were playing your bass violin?
Of course. We'll call it Paint a Song.
Oh, thanks.
That's excellent. You know, I was wondering something profound as we were doing that.
Oh, what was it, sir?
I was thinking, how can one person be a king, a father, a husband, an uncle, and a fine bass violinist?
That is profound. I guess one person can be many things.
Lovely thought.
Yes. I like your music.
I like your
painting. Excuse the interruption.
Oh, hi, Miss Philippicate.
Philippicate, I presume.
Oh, correct as usual, King Friday.
Who is it who wants me on the telephone now?
No one, King Friday.
No one? Then why are you bringing the phone here?
Because someone is calling Lady Aberlin.
Oh, I see.
Oh, thanks, Miss P. Hello? Oh, Dr. Bill, how nice to hear your voice. It's Dr. Bill Platypus.
Yes, I assumed that.
Yes, oh, what did you say? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, of course I will. Certainly. Right away. All right, Dr. Bill, goodbye.
What's the trouble?
Evidently, Anna has scraped her paw, and Elsie Jean isn't there. Dr. Bill's trying to put a bandage on. It just sounds as if he needs a little support.
Dr. Bill is a doctor.
Yes, he's also a father.
Profound thinking, yes.
Yes. Oh, please excuse me. I think I'll bring a painting over to Anna.
Oh, that would be lovely, yes. Oh, there's your phone again.
Neighborhood Castle, Miss Philippicate speaking. It's the new president of old, sire.
I'd better take that inside, Miss P. You are excused, Lady Aberlin. Condolences to the platypi.
Thanks, sire.
Yes. Come right inside. I will do this.
Thank you for coming, Lady Aberlin.
Oh, you're so welcome, Dr. Bill. What happened, Anna?
I fell and scraped my paw.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But I don't want a bandage on it.
I see.
I've been trying to tell her, Lady Aberlin, that the bandage is just to keep her paw clean so it won't get any hurt anymore.
I just don't want it, Daddy.
I know you don't, dear, but it's for your own good.
I don't like bandages.
Do you like paintings?
Paintings? What does that have to do with it?
Well, Uncle Friday was just playing his bass violin, and I was painting, and I thought you just might want to have it.
What is it?
Oh, just what I was feeling while Uncle Friday was playing.
Your uncle plays the bass violin very well.
Yes, he does. Well, you play the bagpipes very well. Dr. Bill, would you play something for Anna and for me?
You mean right now?
Yes.
Oh, but what about the bandage?
Well, that might take care of itself.
Well, Anna, would you like me to play some pipe music for you, dear?
Yes, please, Daddy.
Oh. Oh, your daddy really loves you, Anna.
I know, but I don't love bandages.
I know. I can remember a time when I didn't like bandages at all.
And now you don't mind them?
I really don't mind them anymore.
I'm ready when you are.
We're ready.
What are we going to do?
Oh, just watch and listen. Thanks, Dr. Bill. That was beautiful.
Well, I enjoyed it myself.
Why did you do that with the bandage?
Oh, I just wanted to show you that when a person is wearing a bandage, their body is still under the bandage. So when I take it off, my hand is still there. And look, my face is still there. Nothing goes away when you take off the bandage.
Could we try one on me?
Oh, sure, Dr. Bill. Which one should we use?
I will put a paw bandage on. It's down in my medical kit there.
Oh, there. There's a paw bandage. Here it is. On, and here it is off. What do you think, Anna?
I think I could put it on for a while.
You're the doctor, Dr. Bill.
Well, you're the artist, Lady Aberlin, in more ways than one.
Isn't it wonderful to think about how many different people we can be? I mean, you, Dr. Bill, are a wonderful bagpipe player and a doctor.
And a daddy.
That's right, and you, Anna, are a fine platypus, an artist.
And a brave daughter.
Oh, that's for sure. There, the bandage is on.
Oh, thank you, Lady Aberlin.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Dr. Bill. I love to visit with the two of you.
Oh, thank you for coming.
Goodbye.
Bye.
And thanks again for my drawing.
Oh, you're welcome. You know, you could make a drawing while your dad's playing the bagpipes.
I sure could.
Yeah. Bye. Oh, I certainly did have a good day, Trolley. You never know what you'll be called upon to do in this life. Thanks for your steady service, Troll.
Grateful for your steady service, Trolley. It's fun for me to think about little Anna Platypus. Lady Aberlin helped her feel all right about that bandage for her paw. Do you have paws or do you have hands? We human beings have hands. Let's see who's at the door. Why, it's Mr. McFeely. What a speedy delivery person you are.
Busy day today, busy day.
Did you find out anything about bandages?
Did you hurt your hand?
Oh, it's almost all better.
But no, yeah. I'm still looking for the materials, but the reason I stopped by is they're going to be surprised today that you'll want to hear at the Degrees Music Shop today.
A good surprise?
A very good surprise.
Well, I think I'll just go on over there. Do you have time to go along?
Well, I wish I did, but I have more deliveries to make here, so I'll see you around the neighborhood.
Very good, Mr. McFeely. Thanks for telling me.
Well, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's just go to Negri's Music Shop and see what Mr. McFeely calls a surprise. Come along.
How you doing?
Just fine, thanks.
Yeah, good.
Hi, Carl.
That's right.
Glad to see you. Mr. McFeely told me that there was a surprise over here. Is this a surprise?
Well, it's a surprise to me.
Carl's been looking for an extra bass or another bass.
I see. Sounds pretty good to me.
Oh, it's a nice sound. Nice sound. Yeah. Might just fit the bill.
What's that? It sounds like a saxophone, doesn't it?
It surely does.
Do you remember when Wynton Marsalis visited us a little while back?
He's a trumpeter.
Yeah, he was a trumpeter. Well, these are some of his family, his brothers and his father. Would you like to meet them?
I would like to meet them. See you a little later, Carl. Wish you well with that.
Thank you, sir.
I'll be back, Carl. Yeah, they all came in and they're rehearsing.
There they are.
Oh, well, hey, fellas. Nice to meet them. Hi.
Hey. A friend of yours over.
I'm Fred Rogers.
Mr. Rogers, that's Brentford.
Glad to meet you, Brentford.
Ellis at the piano.
How's
Ellis, I'm glad to meet you.
And this is Delphio.
How you doing?
Hi, Delphio.
Good to meet you, sir.
And Jason at the drums.
Hey, Jason.
Hi, Mr. Rogers, how you doing?
I'm just fine. Well, how are you all doing? I mean, this is a good surprise for me.
Yeah, we're in here working on a song, which you might recognize.
Before you play it, I'm going to go back to Carl, and you enjoy yourselves visiting with him.
All right, see you in a little
bit. Okay.
All right, handyman.
Yes, it's a theme song of a rather famous show.
I'd be glad to hear it.
Now, we have Jason's part, which is the hi-hats. One, two, three, four. And Branford is playing the melody. And Delphio is playing the harmony. And when we put it all together, one, two, three, four.
Thank you. It's a beautiful day now for me.
Yeah, we were also thinking about some of the earlier times when we were playing. And we used to do what was then known as boogie woogie.
Boogie woogie, sure.
And we want to give you a little demonstration of that. Okay.
Well, I'd like to hear about it.
One, two, three, four.
You have such a good time with that.
Yeah.
Have you been doing that ever since your boys were real young?
Yeah, we used to do that a lot because it's the simplest thing to get into. You know, we could teach them the form by just playing the boogie-woogie like that. Mm-hmm. And then they get so that they get used to hearing it. See, then we have some stuff to build on for more involved music.
And you're a real musical family. And I just wonder how you all feel about your dad and his giving you this music as you were growing up.
Well, I think that the most
The most important thing about Dad is really not that he drilled us in music, 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 but more so he made us see life in a certain way. We have a certain outlook on how we're supposed to carry ourselves in the world and how we should see other people and treat other people that I think really has a profound effect on what we play musically. And I think that's really more important than anything that he's ever given us.
So your music really comes from your heart. What are you working on now?
We're working on something that we want to play tonight. It's by a guy, what is this, Fred M. Rogers. Oh, yeah. This is called Sometimes Isn't Always, except, you know, we could use a bass player.
Well, Carl McVicker's here.
Oh, great.
Guitar player.
Hey, man.
Yes, okay.
Where are you?
Hey. They would like for you to play with them, would you?
Oh, sure, absolutely. Frank,
good. Can I join? Will you, please?
Hi, hey, you got your new bass.
Yeah, I'd love
Thank
to.
You.
Great. Yes. How you doing?
Okay. Love to join you.
With us,
They're
pleasure.
Working on Sometimes Isn't Always.
Good, that's fine with me.
And we're going to start out with a little piece that you usually see in the music says, a la bassy.
A la bassy. Okay.
Okay. One, two, three.
Playing that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alice. Well, I've got to get back to my place, but I sure would like to hear some more of what you all are playing as I get.
Thank you.
How do you feel when you hear music like that? Do you ever feel like dancing or singing or just listening for a long, long time? I was just wondering, what kind of instrument would you like to play? If you could just choose any. Drums, like Jason? You know? Saxophone, like Branford? How about the slide trombone, like Delfeo? Or the piano, like their father, Mr. Marsalis? Or what about the bass violin, like Carl McVicker and King Friday the 13th? What about the guitar, like Joe Negri? When people make music together, it can give them such a good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. We will have things that we'll want to talk about, won't we? Sure. It's great to be able to be together. I'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
People who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.